This is Siobhan Henry and I am interviewing John Putt. How should we educate people in the future?
Well, in my view, education has to be rethought. I don't think we should talk about education or educating people, but more about enabling people to learn. Schools need to be learning centres where everybody comes to learn, so there is clearly more of a community focus. For example, the University of the Third Age, the U3A, come along and they learn with the learners at the school, but also enable their learners to improve. They support the learning enablers, which is a new word, if you like, for teachers, with their acquired knowledge and wisdom. I think some structures need to be maintained, but the focus has to be on learning and not just on the curriculum. We want to prepare children and young people to be active and wise citizens, not just in the local community, but throughout the globe, and really ready to re-energise and recast their own communities and also make improvements, you know, throughout the world in other communities as well. I also think that, you know, there should be a stronger emphasis on open learning, and people also being given the chance to pursue their own passions and interests, and then using open learning to seek out experts or key practitioners and learning from them with their learning enablers, support and guidance, so that their knowledge and understanding grow, develop, and in turn they become experts and able to support others with their learning. I think there needs to be more trust in the system and better training and continuous professional learning for all teachers and educators. I anticipate that some of our current learning institutions will not be sustainable as we have them currently as we move forward. So more community-based and open learning will be necessary and indeed desirable. I've talked about community learning, and although my expectation is that there will be a good deal of face-to-face local community learning, the opportunities offered by new and emerging technologies for greater networking and connectedness with others from all over the world will enhance community learning. So that, for instance, rather than read about life in a third world country in a textbook that's probably out of date anyhow, it'd be much more desirable to actually communicate with people in that country and talk to them and discuss things with them and do joint projects. Ideally as well, the notion of a third world needs to disappear so that there's greater equity and less extremes of poverty and wealth, both within countries and across the world. I want learners to become wiser and the population as a whole to become wiser so that people then become less material and they see greater value in human interaction and understanding. I think creativity is central to humanity's aspirations and futures. I think everybody should be aspiring to be a craftsperson, a poet, an artist, a designer, an engineer, a carer, learning enablers, all set about making the world a safer and more sustainable and a fairer place. Ultimately, we'll all need to learn, I think, that the utter futility of things like wars and destructive processes, and that we all need to, you know, to relate well to people, to cooperate and learn together.
What do we need to be doing now to enable that?
I actually think that some of what I've talked about is already happening within certain communities. Certainly, I'm aware that within the educational community, there's a burgeoning sense of re-examining what education is about. And I think that's a really positive thing. And I think that word needs to be spread. I don't think it should just be the preserve of one group of educators. We should try and get all educators thinking about this. And I think there are key people involved in things like the Purposed Education Programme, who can spread this word. We need to open the debate out in our schools and colleges and universities, other places of work, and our communities about the true purpose of education. And as leaders and educators, I think we need to look at some of the failings and some of the inadequacies of the past and be risk takers, be prepared to take risks, to try new things, not just for the sake of taking risks, but in order to innovate and to make things better for everybody. I also think there needs to be more trust in the system, and there are far too many systems in education that are bound by processes and inspections. And I know we want quality, but to some extent a lot of time, energy is involved in those things, and it takes it away from the actual education. So some of the things that are happening, we need to keep the debate going, we need to involve other practitioners. It's very, very important for our futures.